Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Whoa, hey.
Oh,
Beatles. That's the Sabs. 0344-499-1000. At 1:30, we talked on Friday about surrogate grandparents. We're going to talk to the couple that I saw the tweet about. They're going to come on tonight at 10:30. So I'm really looking forward to that because I'm fascinated by it. But before that, I think for the next 23 minutes, come and have a go. Come and have a go. Yeah? You want some? Come and have a go. Everyone's having a little snipe, a little... Come and have a flipping go. 0344-499-1000. I'll take calls straight to air, Sam. You take it easy. Until 10:30, come and have a go. You can have a go at me. You can have a go at Catherine. You can have a go at Sam if you want. But either way, come and have a go. I bet you won't. Let's go to Sadiq. Good evening, Sadiq. Have you come to have a go?
Yeah, I want your phone number.
Okay, haven't we been here before?
I really want it.
I know you do. What are you going to do with it?
I just like talking to you on WhatsApp, video call, isn't it? I can video call you.
You want to do a video call?
Yeah.
Hey, hey! You want to do a video call, really?
Yeah, as a friend, I want to be...
You want to do a video call? Sorry? You want to do a video call as a friend?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't quite understand. But you can talk to me here any time that you want. Any time
like
you want.
I like WhatsApp because I enjoy it. I like sending you photos of India, like countries I've been to, like Dubai.
Why or... do I want to see countries you've been to?
No, you show me holidays where you've been to.
I'm going to show you my holidays. You want me to show you my holidays?
Like Indian food. I show you what kind of Indian food I like.
Here's the thing, right? I love Indian food, okay? And please... I love Indian food, but I flippin' hate Indian sweets, man. Indian sweets, I'm saying it, I'm calling it out now. Indian sweets are the worst sweets in the world.
What's your mobile number then?
What?
You gonna give it to me or not?
What the hell are you talking about? You really want my mobile number?
Yes, please.
You really want my... I'm not giving it to you, man.
Why?
Because you could be a nut job.
I'm your friend. I'm not a nut job. I'm a normal person.
I don't know if you are normal.
I watched your show. I'm a celebrity. I was a massive fan. I saw you on it. It was really good.
I am really good, right? But I can't listen, dudes. In all honesty, I cannot give you my phone number because that would be unethical. It would be weird. You could be a Nigerian scam man.
How about Catherine's number then?
Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you Cass' phone number. Hang on. Let me just find it.
You better not.
Why not?
Because I'm a married woman.
Oh,
and Sadiq sounds dangerous.
077.
Don't you dare.
Well, okay. Oh. She's told me not to.
How about yours, please, Ian? Don't be like that.
Sorry?
Give me your number, please.
No. I think you've got a call coming in, Sadiq. Oh, we lost Sadiq there. I didn't quite know what happened there. Hang on a minute. Where you going? Hello, Sadiq.
You alright?
Hey, Sadiq, how you doing, man?
Can I save your number then?
You've got. I guess you've got my. Well, hang on, has it come up on your WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you got my phone number then, Sadiq. Will you stop calling me now you've got my number?
Yes, thank
you. Aww. Careful what you wish for, guys.
Will you stop calling me now you've got my number? He hung up. I just WhatsApped him on my phone. I just WhatsApped him. He shat himself.
Good luck with that, mate.
I've got to send him some pictures of some holidays I've been on and Indian sweets. 0344 just give him my number. It's Monday, man. It's Monday. I'm high. 0344 499 1000. We'll talk surrogate grandparents in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, come and have a go. Line one, come and have a go.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine. It's Ken here from the sunny city of Newcastle.
From the world of fantasy,
like,
yes.
Go on, have a go. I'd like to have a go at the government, the education departments and the media.
Here we go. Beautiful. By the way, when I said have a go, you can have a go at anything you want. Me, Kath, the world, whatever you want. Have a go, Ken. Do it.
Right. I'm having a go at the government and the education department in particular, Ian, because what is happening in this land, the seeds of sexual addiction and sexual promiscuity are now being forcefully planted in the heart.
Two different
and
things.
Of the
sexual addiction. Sexual addiction and sexual promiscuity are two different things. You know that, don't you?
I know that.
Okay, good lad.
I know that, Ian. But I'm just. My concern here is a great concern is this, that the young people today are being forcefully indoctrinated to accept sexual relationships outside of a loving commitment and a marriage.
Ken, grow up. Grow up, Ken! For God's sakes, grow up!
This is the truth.
That's rubbish. You ain't getting any. Grow up. Come on, man. Grow up.
Listen.
Try before you buy. We've just been watching a documentary about polyamory.
Thruples.
Thruples. You know thruples, Ken?
No.
Thruples are when it's like one man, two women, or two women and one man. It's the same, but they're like married, or there could be more.
Or three women.
Three women. Could be four men in a relationship. And I'm thinking of trying it. I'm thinking of becoming polyamorous. So tonight, I'm looking for men and women who'd like to get involved in a polyamorous relationship with me. 0344 499 1000.
This is what I'm talking about. Can you hear me?
I can hear the words, but I can't hear the meaning. Because I'm so excited at the thought of polyamory,
Ian,
which is what we're going to call our first kid. We won't know who the dad is or the mum.
Young people are being pressurised to accept and experiment.
No one's being pressurised, Ken. Ken, you're talking rubbish. No one's being pressurised. Ken, you're talking out of your big ass. No one is being pressurised to have sex.
It's a lie.
Ken, it's a lie. You're telling lies. Tell me lies. Tell me, sweet little. Ken, when was the last time you spoke to a
problem?
Ken, when was the last time you spoke to a pupil who went to school? When was the last time? When was the last time you spoke to a pupil?
At school today.
Okay, and how old were they?
I spoke to quite a number of young people who go to school, who are at college.
Oh, no, not college. I'm talking about school. I'm talking about school. When was the last time you spoke to a school child?
I would guess quite a number in the past week.
Okay, and they've told you, how many of them have told you that they are being pressurised into having sex through the school's system? I'm going to guess zero.
No, Ken, because you don't get involved in facts.
Because you're a poisonous little... You want to have a go? I'll have a go at you. You're poison and you're lying.
You're lying, Ken.
You're a little liar.
You are poisoning the minds of your listeners with your continual promotion of sexual perversion.
Polyamory is not sexual perversion. It's my new lifestyle. Here we go.
You and the media promote sexual... sexual immorality.
Constantly.
Sexual
we're having a competition later on tonight where you can win sex.
Well, you see, even your conversation right now reveals to me your mind is totally obsessed with sex.
You started the sex chat. You started the sex chat, Ken. Come on.
Yeah, but the nation today has been indoctrinated to practice and experiment with different kinds of sex.
No, they're not. That's rubbish, mate.
They're not being taught about the loving relationship and a marriage between a man and a woman.
Yes, they are.
That is not being taught.
Ken?
No, it's not.
Ken, you seem to think about what everyone else is doing an awful lot. I mean, a lot more than I do. Are you okay?
Well, I'm concerned as a Christian about the moral state of America.
Ken, here's the thing, right? I got kids at school, so I'm kind of a little bit more on the school system than you are. I got kids at school, and as far as I remember, they've not come home yet and told me that they're being pressurised into trying out gay sex or they've not been pressured into being trans. They've not been pressured into having sex before marriage. They've not. So, Ken, you're talking out of your hole, but thanks for coming and having a go. No, I won't, because you're spreading poisonous bile.
He thinks about sex a lot, doesn't he?
The guy's obsessed. Let's go to line two. Line two, come and have a go.
Oh, hello, Ian. It's Amy.
Hello, Amy. Are you ready to have a go? We're here. We're having a go. Or we're trying to sort out polyamorous relationships. I want 25.
No, I mean, I'm down for that.
Oi! Now it's actually staring me in the face. I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it, Kath.
All mouth, no trousers.
Well, that's part of the attraction.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
I know we're late to this party, this swinging party, Amy, but Catherine and I just watched the first half of that Louis Theroux... polygamy.
It's called Altered States.
Is it polygamy?
Polyamory.
What's polygamy?
Polygamy is one. It's multiple wives. Gammy. Then there's polyandry, which is multiple husbands. But this is polyamory, which just means everyone in.
Yeah.
Everyone in.
Did you see that? Did you see that program, Amy?
Yeah, on BBC, right?
Are you telling me it worked? The thought of that, you didn't look at those people and go, weirdos, damaged goods.
I mean, you know, it's a bit of whatever floats your boat, really.
Well, and here's the thing, Catherine. This is what I'm prepared to think, right? Maybe it's an age thing. Because, Amy, you're 25, yeah?
I am.
And Catherine's twice your age, and I'm just a little bit younger than her.
Outrageous.
Right. And maybe it is an age thing. Maybe. Joking to one side. Obviously, I don't want to get involved in a polyamorous relationship because it would mess my head up. But seriously, to one side, to talk about it, right? Maybe people under the age of, let's say, 30 have seen monogamy and traditional marriage fail. Right, it's now at least 50% of marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. It may have nudged over 50%, right? So there's a strong chance that people under 30, half people under 30 come from a marriage that didn't work, you know, that ended for whatever reason. So maybe the young people like Amy are thinking, well, perhaps there is an alternative in the same way that fascism is on the rise again. Because people
that's the young people too. What's the connection?
What's the what?
Connection.
That's not what you said, is it?
It's a connection.
I'd like to hear that clip.
No, I didn't say that.
I don't know.
Are you a fascist, Amy?
I don't think so.
Okay, no.
Okay. You would be.
You would
up
know.
For it.
I think you would know if you were a fascist.
No, do you know what it is? I think I'm pretty old school because I'm one of four kids, and luckily, and touch wood, my parents still together, and I would love that, and you're right, there's so many people now that are young that don't have that family where their parents are still together, and I think it's really sad.
Yeah, it is sad, but could you really, seriously now, commit emotionally, physically, I think is easier than the emotional, but could you commit physically and emotionally to more than one person and prepare to share that person that you're in love with as well as share your love with other people? You couldn't do that, Amy, could you?
No, I actually couldn't. I generally couldn't.
This is the thing, you see.
Right, and I watched that programme and I don't think they could either, right? There was always one person who wasn't quite as in it as everyone else more than one of the partners, the original partners, didn't seem cool with it, and it just seemed to be a way of holding on to that original relationship.
Yeah.
To me, that's...
Yeah, but I suspect there are some people for whom it works. You're pulling the face to say maybe it doesn't.
I don't think. Maybe if you're not as into it in the first place, then it won't matter as much when it's not quite the same anymore.
Or maybe what? Because everyone in these relationships said that they were in love, but maybe they weren't.
Yeah.
Maybe it was lust. Maybe it was infatuation. Maybe it was wasn't true love. But then again, why should true love only be focused on one? Okay, all right, I've got it, Amy. Right, I've got it. Right. So if a couple are married for 20 years, mm-hmm. and the husband dies,
right,
and the wife is like, oh God, yes. I can't carry on.
I think she grieved more than that. Yeah.
All right.
Oh God, oh, terrible.
All right. But then 2 years later, she finds another man, and she's a bit uncomfortable, and they start going out, and and then they fall in love, and they get married, mm-hmm. right? Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens if she met that man while her husband was still alive? Ah!
Ah! She wouldn't know, would she?
Well, no, but what if she did? She could meet him, and she could fall in love with him, and then she's got two loves of her life.
Well...
Just a different timeline.
You're assuming that the second one's the love of her life.
Well, no, the first one is the love of her life. And
well,
you're
assuming the first one was.
No, I'm assuming that they both are. Are you saying that if someone...
I bet they love each other differently.
Yeah, exactly. So you're agreeing
with me.
For example,
let me tell you, I know I've got a real-life example of
this. Here we go.
My grandma...
Now we're in, Amy.
My grandma remarried in her 70s, yeah. right? Because my granddad died when he was like 62.
Okay.
So she was on her own for a while. She ended up marrying a guy that she knew from before.
Yeah.
In fact, his first wife was my grandma's bridesmaid. So they did know each other before.
Hang on, whose first wife? His first wife was... Wow,
was my grandma's bridesmaid, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I
she didn't fancy him then. And she actually said to me that it was a different kind of marriage than the one she had with my granddad. I mean, the one she had with my granddad was children involved and and they were young kids together.
The second one was sex.
No. I think it was companionship.
I don't want to speak ill of your grandma, though.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I know, I don't want to... Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, sorry, hang on a minute, I've got a call. Hang on.
Oh, it's probably Sadiq.
Hello, who is this?
Sadiq.
Hey man, how you doing?
Did you see that trailer I sent you, Sherlock Holmes, new one?
Yeah, you sent me a trailer for Sherlock Holmes. I'm a little bit busy, man, because I'm doing the radio right now.
I talk to you tomorrow morning, yeah?
My God. Seriously, man.
What time are you thinking, Sadiq?
10 o'clock.
Make it like 1.
Okay.
Because I'll be asleep, man.
1 o'clock.
In the afternoon.
You're all right.
Don't do this.
Thanks, man.
This is such a bad idea.
Bye. Have I got to change my phone number again?
You've got to block him and he's going to be gutted and it's all your fault.
Not my fault. Maybe I'll get into a polyamorous... No, I won't. Not with him. all I'm saying is you marry someone and they're the love of your life. That person dies and you meet someone else and you marry them and, well, you're in love again. Well, what happens if you met those two people and fell in love at the same time? You're obviously capable of having feelings for both of those people. What if you met them at the same time? Sam understands what I'm saying, don't you, Sam?
If you're with the right person in the first place, you don't look at anyone else, do you?
Well, but you... love moves in mysterious ways.
Oh God, you hit me with that one, the Julia Fordham.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? And that's a great song. Amy, thanks so much for your call.
No worries, I see.
Tatty bye.
Thanks for clarifying everything.
Line two, come and have a go.
Yeah, I want to have a go at that. Ken is totally wrong because I'm an atheist and I've never had sex. But I'll teach him.
Thanks very much indeed. There we go. That's a start to a Monday. I've given my phone number to a nut job. I've been called a pervert and almost entered into a polyamorous relationship. The show isn't even 24 minutes old. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio. Until tomorrow,
I'll just keep moving. You hear that? Sorry, I don't know about that. You're hearing the news about that, the Grenfell Tower bonfire burning effigy thing. Do you hear that? I was listening to that during the news. Can the people involved, people never trying to find out if the people involved can be charged with anything. So I watched it. Did you hear that on the news about the Grenfell Tower thing? And in the news, the people are wondering if they can be charged with anything. So I found it. I found it on online, and I watched it. I watched about half of it. It's grim. Have you seen it? It's grim. But no, they can't be arrested for anything. They can't be charged with anything. You can't be charged for being an idiot and being offensive and being a knob.
They're sentenced to being daft for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it and you just think, oh, flipping heck, man. That's a bit, Jeff. It really is. It's horrible. You know, I was going to play it. And I thought, I won't actually because it's too grim. It's a silly couple of families, it sounds and looks like. A little bonfire in their back garden and they've built like a...
But who
3-foot cardboard Grenfell with people stuck on the front, and then they burn it, and they're giggling away and they're having the time of their lives, and you just think, well, aren't you lucky that nothing like that has ever happened to you? And let's pray that it stays the same. And it's sick, and it's horrible, and it's offensive, and it's disgusting.
And they're morons, and they filmed it. You know, doing it in the first place.
It's cat's tip. If you're going to do something offensive, don't film it.
No, but that just shows an extra level of not giving a monkeys, doesn't it?
No, I don't think it does anymore. Everything's filmed. Every second of every day is filmed. I don't think it necessarily means it. But no, the answer to the question that was raised in the news is no, they can't be charged. What are you going to charge them with? Being dicks? If that were the case, Kath would be serving life.
Wow.
But it's, I mean, because I like a laugh. I sometimes like quite a sick laugh, if I'm honest. I've got a dark, very dark sense of humour. I'm sat there watching that going, whoa, flipping that, man. Come on, that is... And I was... Here's the thing. I don't know about you, Catherine. I always feel that I missed... Sam, stay there. I'll come to you in a second. That we were in New York when Grenfell happened. So I feel that I personally missed a significant... I missed the brunt, if that's not too callous a word to say. I feel I missed a lot of the... I missed the brunt and a lot of the emotion of the story because we were in New York when it happened. I remember I was either going to bed or I woke up and it was... And then we flicked on the news and I saw a burning tower and then I flicked on... I thought, oh, that's terrible. We flicked onto another thing. And I kind of said to you, oh, there's a... And we addressed it a couple of times. But I certainly missed just how big it was, just how devastating it was, just how horrific it was, because it happened quite early on when we were away. And so for the first week of it, you miss it. And the first week is when all the new, any news stories, when you're getting all of the big stuff. Obviously, you come back and you couldn't help be impacted by it, and you drive past it for the first time a few months later. It's like, oh, flipping it, right, okay. But I personally feel I'm not as connected with the Grenfell story as people who were perhaps in the country at the time and saw it.
And then Sam Delaney, of course, who was doing drive time here at that time, went back every Thursday to try and make sure that those people still had voices and that the attention didn't go away from them.
But what I'm saying is, even with me being perhaps slightly more removed from it than a lot of other people, watching that video, you think, Jesus, man, come on, That's no good. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're idiots. They're idiots and a little bit of thought. And you just wonder if anybody who was at that event was thinking, this doesn't feel right to me. Because it's hard to be the person that speaks out in those events.
Really?
If everybody else is having a great time, 20 people having a great time, you're the one that goes, ah. As I get older, I can do it. But yeah, when I was younger, there's some older people. There's some people in their 50s, it looks like. There's some, you know, people in their 20s. I would when I was younger, I would have struggled to speak out. Now I'd say, do you know what? This ain't for me. I'm going home. Anyway, 0344 499 1000. So we were talking about surrogate grandparents and the lovely tweet that I saw from Abby Baker. And I don't think we've got Abby, but I think we've got Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hi.
Hey, Sam. So hang on. So tell me, who the heck are you, Sam? What's your connection with Abby?
I posted an ad on Facebook on the Surrogate USA.
Oh, yeah.
And so did. And Abby commented on my post asking if there's anywhere in the UK. But unfortunately, there's nothing up for the UK surrogate grandparents, where it's really big in the USA. And there is a page open, but there's like 28 members on it, and it's not up and going.
Is your phone, Sam, made of cardboard? Because this is you've got a lousy. I'm going to start a Facebook page to get you a decent phone, if such a thing exists. Wait, I can hear you. Sorry, you were saying that you started a Facebook page, but there weren't many members. And what, this was a Facebook page to get
for the UK,
surrogate grandparents for the UK.
Yes, but there's about 28 members on it, and it's not up and running like USA one.
So how big is this in the States? Then is this like a huge thing?
This is massive in the States, yes, massive. There's people out there that children are missing out on grandparents.
Yeah.
And they're stepping forward and they're coming and watching at the Christmas play, at sports days, and they're just coming round at Christmas. They haven't got children of their own. And it's really nice. And
it sounds
that's
wicked.
What I love for my children. For someone to come round, tell them stories, come and have Sunday dinner with us.
Oh,
go to sports day and watch them at sports day.
Hang on a minute, Sunday dinner's involved. What's your minimum age of grandparent you're looking for, Sam? Is 40? Is 45 too young?
Well, I'm 33.
It could work. So your situation. So you haven't got grandparents for your kids?
Oh, yeah, I don't have. I'm not involved with my parents.
Right,
and my husband's not really involved with his parents. So he's not got quite family. Aunties and uncles don't even involve with them. It's quite sad, really, and I feel sorry for my children.
Of course.
They can't go back and say, I've been at granny's this week and all my granny's there cheering me on and stuff like that. And I do believe out there that the people out there who can't have children would love this opportunity. Be involved in a big family because we're a family. I've got 5 children with my husband.
Yeah.
And I think it would be so lovely and nice.
Hang on, did you say 5 children and you're only, what, 33? Give it a rest for a few months,
twins.
Sam.
Scott
twins. Oh, okay. All right, fine. Well, I mean, but flipping it. You're done. All right.
twins, put me off.
Yeah, man, anymore. Alive. You must be shattered.
I've got a friend who did that. She said, I'll just have one more just to complete the family. She had twins.
Yeah, we go. That's the way it goes. And you're right. It, you know, because I'm so lucky, Sam, even though I'm divorced, my boys live just around the corner from my in-laws, their grandmother and grandfather on my wife's side. Literally, it's a four-minute walk away. And they've had that for the last few years, and it's brilliant to see that relationship. Like, the grandparents do well out of it because they, you know, they get to be involved, and the boys do well because they get, you know, they get kind of a slightly old-fashioned schooling from them, and they get great food, and they get spoiled rotten, and it's a great relationship. And it's you're right, it is a shame for your five kids if they can't have that. So how did you hear about it then? You read about it in the States?
I was looking for someone who was lonely at Christmas at first. You know, the old age.
Yeah.
Adopt a granny.
Yeah.
I was looking at that, and then I come across it online searching surrogate grandparents in the USA. And I added their page, and I was looking, and there's so many stories on there. It's so overwhelming. It's really nice.
Yeah.
We've all got on. But you do your checks and stuff like that, so it is safe. And if you don't feel comfortable with them, then you don't go with them. You like have meetings and, you know, went to the park and met up with them. And some people took it off and some haven't.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like you've got to kind of audition them, and they've got to like you and the kids. Imagine if you get a surrogate grandparent who thinks the kids are brats. Then you you're in trouble. They don't like them.
Well,
but it's
got
to work for everyone.
Boys, though. They're
handful. Oh, man. How old are your boys?
They're 10 and twins at 7.
Oy, mate, good luck.
Then I've got teenage girls. Oh, 15 and 14.
Man, I've got my boys are going to be 8 and... No, hang on. How old are they going to be? 9 and 7. Oh, and that's a handful. So having those ages is crazy. So where have you looked? You've set up this Facebook page and it's not taken off? Or have you looked?
I never set it up. Someone else has
right,
set
okay,
it up.
Right, okay, yeah.
And that's all I've done so far. Yeah. I think about putting an ad up in Winder or in the newspaper, anyone lonely at Christmas, and just because I've got room, they can come and join us for Christmas dinner, and you never know, do you?
I wonder whether if you approach your local Age UK, they might be able to hook you up.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Is it Age UK? Is that what they're called now?
Yeah, it used to be Age Concern.
Age Concern, didn't it? Yeah, that's not a bad idea, Catherine Boyle.
I think they do similar schemes to that most years, but they'd certainly know which direction to point you in, I bet.
Yeah. Have a little word with them, Sam. Give them a call.
I know, but I think they might be a little too old and not want to be involved.
Sam is a young mum.
So she doesn't want dead old. She wants about 50.
She does.
But I can have great great grandparents for them as well.
So that's the great great grandparents. But the grandparents, she's looking around sort of 50, 55 tops. That's the limit.
She's looking for someone who, like my mum, can take the kids out to the park now and again.
Do you know what? That's true. Because, of course, you think of, like, you know, Aunt Flo from Bod, like a little old lady with a grey bun and stuff like that. It's it must be a tough one. Well, Sam, listen, keep us posted. If anything, if we hear anything, we'll be in touch. And we'll let you know. You don't want any of our listeners, if I'm honest with you, Sam.
Oh, they're all weird.
Yeah, they're... they're all weirdos, seriously. I wouldn't talk to them unless I was getting paid. But listen, we'll keep your number on file, because if we hear anything, and you never know, someone might see a tweet I've done and go, oh, actually, I've got an agency. Or, you know, someone might get in touch. So you know, stay in touch with us, Sam, and if we hear anything, or if anything changes in your situation, we'll speak. And
I have messaged you on Facebook.
Say that again, Sam.
I have messaged the page on Facebook.
Okay, good.
I don't see it yet.
Well, but well done as well for trying to do the right thing, you know, and for thinking that you you're possibly not enough, and that your kids are missing out on something. Because I don't know if every parent would be thinking that. And I wish you the very best of luck, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
And you, take care. Bye-bye.
There we go. I just think it's fascinating. And she's right, because we're thinking of old people in their, like, 70s. 60s, yeah. 70s.
But then our parents aren't actually old.
How old?
My parents aren't in the 70s.
My mum's 68. Well, close enough.
Well, she's younger than us, so take 10 years off.
Who?
Sam.
That's what yeah. I'm saying. That's the point I'm making. Yeah. She's thinking of people in their 50s.
She's not thinking Jean Whitfield. She's thinking Gail Platt.
Gail Platt. Dear God, no
except
one's...
Except not her, she's a nightmare.
No one's thinking Gail Platt, except for Justin Dealey.
Is she in prison?
Hopefully. 03444991000. Oliver, stay there. You'll be up next.
Unmissable Late Night Radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I forgot to take my pill today, man. I'm feeling... loopy, I think is the word. 03444991000. Hey, you know the pill?
Yeah.
The women's pill.
Yeah.
I've never had this conversation with anyone. I don't want to know your situation, whether you're on it or not, but so let me aim this out there.
I came off it because it drove me nuts.
Well, this is... Okay, fine. Right. I've never had this conversation before. I know I had a girlfriend a long time ago who was on the pill and she stopped because it made her feel very sick. But... I've never really considered it. We blokes, I think, tend to think, it's a massive generalisation, that women take the pill and it stops them being fertile so you can have sex without a Johnny, right? Mm-hmm. And then don't think any more of it. But does it make you feel... And I'm thinking of it because not taking this pill today is making me very stuttery and I feel terrible, if I'm completely honest. But does taking the contraceptive pill...
Right.
Does that make you feel different? And I know there are loads of different ones.
Yeah, there are different ones, and I've used about three or four different kinds over the time. I mean, like after you have babies, they give you a different one. And I remember the first one I had was a pretty strong one, and it started to give me headaches. And then the last one I was on, I realised it was making me feel really down.
Okay.
But I didn't realise till I came off it
right. Just
how different I'd become when I was on it.
It does a massive... It starts a massive physical change within you.
Well, the way I understand it, it kind of tricks your body into thinking you're kind of already pregnant. So move along, please.
Yeah.
So that's the way I understand one of the ones I was taking, at least. It messes with your hormones. And you know what my hormones are like in a natural state. In fact, it's weird for me to kind of experience the ups and downs because I didn't realise that I was kind of avoiding those for quite a long time.
I just, I've never asked anyone before. So thanks very much.
You can ask me anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Not necessarily on air.
right, it's like that. Evening, Oliver.
Hi.
Hey, man, what you got?
Well, I was just calling because earlier in the show you were talking about Twitch and things and you wanted a younger caller.
We got a young person. Quick, everybody, we've got a young person listening to this rubbish.
Lock all the doors.
You're going nowhere, Oliver. You belong to us now. what are you, 23? No, you're younger than that.
No, I'm a lot younger. I'm only 14.
14? Wowzers. Okay, gosh, you've got an old man's voice. I like that. So do you stream on Twitch or do you watch it?
No, I don't particularly watch it. I prefer watching YouTube because I like watching edited things. It's just my thing. But I've got a lot of friends who watch Twitch or used to stream it.
What did you say was your thing? Your phone dropped out.
I just watch YouTube and gaming.
Okay, right. Because I'd not really watched much Twitch, Oliver. But then at the weekend, my boys wanted to watch this guy called Ninja. You know, he's the guy.
Oh yeah.
He makes half a million dollars a month. That's
crazy.
$6 million a year, right? So we found him, and we watched him. And I'm going to be honest. I thought he was quite dull. He didn't really do anything.
Well, I'm a big... I do not like the sort of main thing he does, Fortnite. I'm super
Fortnite.
Against it. I just don't like it. It's a bit, like, corruptive. Like, it gets in... Like, I got a lovely little brother. He plays Fortnite with his friends.
Yeah.
And he does the little dances, and it just makes me, like, cringe. And that feels bad, and he's lovely, but...
Hang on. The dances are the thing you hate about Fortnite. What about the ridiculous building? Like,
I watch a lot of, instead of the actual gameplay, I watch a lot of, like, analysing and reviewing the video games.
Okay.
I'm interested in getting into that industry.
Right.
So, like, business models. And because it's a free game, anyone can get into it.
Yeah.
But it's the sort of trend culture surrounding it and the little dances.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a poor business model that, like, exploits trend and...
There's a whole language around it, and whether that language be verbal or physical, and it's genius. Here's the thing, I don't quite buy the thing in the newspapers. This game is corrupting our youth, and you know, a 12-year-old died because they were playing it too long, and they didn't go to the toilet, and their gut exploded. I don't buy that. It's quite a good game. That that's it. It just happens to be the flavour of the month. I don't know if you remember. I guess it was probably a year ago when it was the game that all the newspapers were against was Grand Theft Auto, and before that it was Call of Duty. You know, there's always a game that newspapers like to call out as corrupting the youth and being more addictive than drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, and I never think that, like, when I said corruptive, I meant the sort of, like, younger than me.
Yeah.
Sort of, I see little... children doing the dances, and I just sort of cringe, and I think, I just wish I'd never seen that in public. But I'm not bossing them. I don't get
to. You're going to make. I tell you what, man. I know you're 14, Oliver. You're going to make a great old man, because we have got the same slightly grumpy
cynicism.
That's what we got, man. When you get to my age, you're going to be so much in place. And another thing that we watched with my boys, because I hadn't really watched it. We watched like a live tournament. I don't know what game it was. I don't think it was Call of Duty. It was a game where you run around and blow things up and shoot things. I couldn't quite recognise it. But it was a live tournament being streamed on Twitch, and I think it was taking place in Antwerp. Not Antwerp. It might have been Cologne. Or Dusseldorf. It's somewhere like that. And it was in an arena, right? There's about 12,000 people watching it. There were different teams of, I think, four or six players each. There were fireworks going off. There were commentators in between the matches. You get a breakdown of the stats. It was incredible. It was like a giant football game. Counter-Strike, was it? Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
But this is huge, man.
Yeah, I really like esports. I've never really been good enough at games to, like... do that kind of thing. I got a streamer friend who's got, like, he's really good at this game Overwatch.
Listen, I know I'm old, but I know Overwatch. Yeah. I'm a Symmetra main.
Yeah.
Until they changed her.
He's top 500 on Xbox in Europe.
Wow. Okay. This is the guy's a legend then.
And he started Twitch, and he's got, like, he's starting small. He started about a month ago, so, you know. But he was in a team, and, like, he's doing proper, like, and I'm all for esports, and I just think it's great. And when I see big tournaments and loads of people going, I really support it. It's just great.
Oh, I don't like sports, right? I'm not a sports fan, so I don't want to sit and watch football or watch rugby or whatever. No. But we were sat there watching what turned out to be Counter-Strike. We were loving it. We watched about 40 minutes. It was great fun. I really got into it.
Yeah, it's certain games are just great fun to watch.
Here's the question. Here's the question I need to know. This is what I want to do on Twitch next Saturday night, 10:30, twitch.tv/IanLee. Follow and subscribe. I know all the language. If you're on Amazon Prime, you can subscribe for free. Can I stream myself going to bed and falling asleep? Am I allowed to do that, Oliver?
I'm not sure. Oh. I don't really know the, like, rule on that. But I know that you were also asking about, like, the titty thing.
So maybe I should have phrased it slightly better, knowing there are younger people listening. But, yeah, is there an element of, female bodily exposure and sexuality about it? Or is it more focused on the straight, serious game playing?
Well, I know that I've watched this YouTuber who, like, made a joke about, like, all these... so there were, like, Twitch female gamers who were definitely wearing, like, suggestive clothing and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think, obviously, as with every kind of business, there's always going to be someone who will suggestively and like sexually exploit that element to it.
I just wondered if there were, because on YouTube, hey, listen, man, YouTube is a cesspit, but I wondered if there were rules on Twitch that made it, that kind of banned that kind of stuff, but you're not totally sure.
I've never really got into Twitch.
Okay,
I've watched a couple of streams, but I'm really not sure on the rules. I know a lot about the YouTube community guidelines, things like that, but no Twitch. Right. I'm kind of.
Hey, nice one, Oliver. Thank you so much for giving us a call, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Take care, man. Bye bye. Hey, listen, if the future's people are Oliver, we're gonna be all right. We're gonna be all right because what a nice guy. Thank you. And it's reminded me. I tell you, it's reminded me. my boys wanted to watch some of my video game streams, and I realised I couldn't show them any of them because of my potty mouth. I couldn't show them any. So I'm making my streams. I'm trying to make them family friendly. It's really difficult, and I'm trying to make this. And it's made me think. Well, maybe I need to tweak my language and attitude on the show a little bit. But it's a difficult balance because I'm also aware it's a late night phone-in show, and you know, but then we get intelligent young men and women like Oliver phoning up, who's 14, and I don't know. Anyway, it's just some ideas that float around my head. Nigel, stay there. We're coming to you in a second. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.